Constitution Square. We are now at the very heart of the neighborhood known as Dalt de la Villa, Constitution Square. This is the oldest square in Badalona. This quarter was where Badalona stood in medieval times, from around the 10th century AD. Look at the ground and you will see the dark tiles which mark the boundaries of the Sagrera, or holy ground, surrounding the old Romanesque church that we mentioned before. From the 19th century onwards, this square was the heart of the town. This was where public events, festivities and weekly markets were all held. The houses were built around it in a circle. All roads into and out of the town met here. Take a look to your right. On the building located at number 6, you can see a plaque commemorating those who died for the freedom of Catalonia. The old building the plaque has been placed on was the first town hall of Badalona. The location and the features of this square, with its calm atmosphere and the fountain in the middle, make you feel as if you were in a small village in the centre of a big city. Dalt de la Villa is a typical medieval quarter, with narrow, irregular streets. A few metres before you get to Constitution Square, opposite the child with a bunch of balloons in his hand who looks as if he's about to take off, on your left you can see one of the most typical streets in this neighbourhood, Costa Street. It is one of the oldest conserved streets in Badalona, and it was the route the locals used to take from the town down to the sea. Imagine when there was nothing between the town and the beach, except the countryside and the sand. The street still has its typical watercourse down the middle, so that rainwater can flow down the steep slope.
The Dalt de la Villa Quarter. Dalt de la Villa was given its name in the late 18th century, to distinguish it from the Baix Alar part of the town. It stands on a plateau, 66 metres above sea level, on the site of the old Roman town of Baetulo. For the people of Badalona, the Dalt de la Villa area is full of history and a sense of the past, and it has retained its essential and unique character. It is like a small treasure in the heart of the big city. As you walk further into it, the sound of traffic gradually disappears into the stones and houses of this lovely quarter. The streets of Dalt de la Villa grew in an irregular maze-like layout around the square and the church. If you go down one of these streets, you may not come out quite where you expected. You may not even get out at all unless you turn back on your tracks, as some of them are cul-de-sacs. At times they even lead into courtyards, which used to be old threshing floors, but are now used as courtyards and squares at the same time. There are several traces of the past here in Dalt de la Villa. Its medieval layout is one of them. Go over to number 29, Calle de Dalt, by way of the odd narrow street called Calle Villa Mayor, and you will see a Gothic window. It is an element of the medieval town that is still in its original place. But there are also traces of Roman times. House of the Dolphins in Calle Yadó and the water system in Calle Pujol are just two examples. If you have time, I suggest you wander around the maze of little streets and get to know this unique neighbourhood.